suffered over 3,500 fatalities. After the first casualty in 2001, the CIA sustained at least another 18, more than in any other war during the agency's 73-year history. American deaths reduced to a trickle after 2015, but since then, over 10,000 Afghan civilians have died each year. The Taliban now controls most of the country and has never cut its ties to Al-Qaeda. Its leaders believe, with justification, that they defeated American forces. With the U.S. withdrawal due to be completed by September 11, 2021, the Taliban is poised to seize power, and a bloody civil war seems inevitable, leaving the few Americans still paying attention to wonder what the war was for. It was not always like this. On September 11, 2001, Al-Qaeda operatives turned four hijacked planes into missiles aimed at symbols of American power. It was the deadliest terrorist attack in history. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania on 9/11, eclipsing the death toll at Pearl Harbor 60 years earlier. All 19 of the suicide hijackers had been trained in or had visited Afghanistan, where Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, given sanctuary by the Taliban government, had orchestrated the 9/11 attacks. With images of planes hitting the Twin Towers playing in loops on every TV network, America was united. Mass murder had come to American shores. The perpetrators of 9/11 had to be brought to justice and prevented from launching further attacks. Groups harboring terrorists, including the Taliban, would be swept away. There was anger, certainly, and a desire for vengeance. But the abiding sentiment was one of never again. Playing defense was no longer an option. Now Americans were determined to hunt down the enemy on the other side of the world. In the days after 9/11, Americans embraced the reality that survival meant risk and more death. The post-Vietnam aversion to casualties was in the past. Within the U.S. government, only the CIA knew Afghanistan. America had abandoned Afghanistan after the Cold War, but a small band within the CIA had vigilantly observed the growing power of Islamic fundamentalists. For more than 2 years, it had sent small teams into the country to assist leaders of the Northern Alliance, the Taliban's foes, and Afghanistan's resistance. The Pentagon had no military plan for Afghanistan, and so it was that in the country's hour of need, the agency was called upon to lead America's response. First Casualty is the story of Team Alpha, a group of 8 Americans who were at the forefront of that response and became the first to fight behind enemy lines after 9/11. It is a rousing tale of the remarkable success they achieved when, for perhaps 6 weeks, the CIA ran the war. These men brought regional expertise, language skills, and a focus on tribal dynamics and human psychology, as well as a warrior ethos and elite military skills. The power delegated to them took their breath away. This was a war directed on the battlefield, not from 20,000 feet above or 7,000 miles away. Each day, Team Alpha members lived on a knife edge and made decisions of strategic consequence. Knowing the axiom that in war the first casualty is the plan, they embraced flexibility and improvisation, drawing on the legacy of the wartime Office of Strategic Services, OSS, the forerunner of the CIA. Along with the Green Berets, Team Alpha's officers were insurgents engaging in unconventional warfare, by, with, and through indigenous allies, a concept that later became part of U.S. military doctrine. They helped the resistance overthrow Afghanistan's oppressors. It was a formula that worked in a place where historically almost nothing had.